Oh, it's been cold this winter.
So, open a window.
In Germany, they call that luften, and it's found fans in the U.S. who call it house burping. Annette Barron is with the Goethe Institute and joins us now from Westchester, New York, alongside her husband, Robert Barron, who happens to be an American. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Annette Barron, how do you burp a house or apartment?
Well, that's very easy.
Hold it on your shoulder and pat it on the back, right?
Exactly, yeah, if you're strong enough. Now, you just open the windows wide for a few minutes and let the stale air out quickly.
And what does it do?
It exchanges the air. It's a fast air exchange, minimal heat loss, and healthier indoor air.
And is this something that's widely done in Germany?
Definitely. Stoßlüften, as it's called in Germany, is very common. I grew up with my parents and my grandmother practicing Stoßlüften, especially in the mornings. The bedroom windows were opened for a few minutes. It's clearly a long-standing habit. My grandmother was born in 1898 and grew up with it as well.
I mean, we're 2026 now. Do all Germans do this correctly?
In my opinion, they don't, because windows in Germany are often dual function. They can be opened fully inward or tilted open. And sometimes people just tilt the windows and leave them that way for a long time. And this results in slower air exchange and causes the room to cool more than necessary. And that's not energy efficient.
Robert Barron, if I might turn to you.
Sure.
What happened when your wife first opened the windows in the middle of winter?
I'm thinking, what are you, nuts? Listen, Scott, when I grew up with 10 people in the house, and all I heard was, close the door! That was unreal for me to open up the windows and let the cold in.
But have you come around?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. You just feel so good. It's like going outside and just grabbing a breath of fresh air, you know, for a few minutes, and you just come, you know, refreshed.
There have been Germans on social media who've been rolling their eyes a bit at we Americans, saying things like, what do you think windows are for?
Welcome to the party.
Yeah. Now, Annette, with the Goethe Institute, the whole idea is to promote an understanding of German culture and global reputation around the world. So are you cheered? More Americans seem to be taking up house burping?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We always support German-American friendship and the cultural exchange in particular. Whatever advice we can offer and whatever cultural habits others can pick up, we're happy about that.
Does this luften happen all year round?
I would say yes. The air exchange happens quicker in the wintertime because of the temperature difference.
Robert Barron, not to put you on the spot, what advice and counsel would you give your fellow Americans who say, open the window in the middle of winter, or you can finish that sentence.
Definitely give it a shot. Try it, and you'll be pleasantly surprised.
I guess we should try it here in our studios, because gosh knows, some of us produce a lot of hot air.
Listen, I was going to say that joke, but you beat me to it.
Well, Annette Barron of the Goethe Institute, along with her happy American husband, Robert Barron. Thank you both, and good house burping to you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much, Scott.
Happy luften.